Task 1. You are Alice. You are playing a guessing game with some sports club members. Listen to the conversations and write the numbers 1 to 6 in the boxes. Conversation 1.
Okay, Timmy, let's start with you. Please tell us about the sport you play.
This sport is becoming popular in Hong Kong. It's played outdoors, but it's not played on a field. In fact, your feet don't touch the ground when you play. You use pedals to move yourself forward, and you get to sit on a seat.
Oh, I know what it is. It's that one.
That's right.
Good work, Susan. I'll write number 1 there.
Conversation 2.
All right, who's next?
Me, let me go next.
Okay, Susan, your turn.
My sport is really popular. It's mostly popular with boys, but now some girls play this sport too. This sport has a net, but you don't need a racket. It's got a big ball, but it's not played on a field. It's played on a court, and you score by shooting the ball through a metal ring.
I've got it! You're talking about that one!
Bingo, Amanda! You're right!
Great! I'll write number 2 next to that picture.
Conversation 3.
Can I go next?
Sure, go ahead, Amanda.
This sport is really popular, especially in Asia. You can play with another person or form a group of 4. There is a net on the table and you play with a small bat.
That's easy, Amanda. It's that picture.
Oh, that was too easy.
No worries. It's just for fun. I'll write number 3 next to that picture.
Conversation 4.
All right, I'll take a turn. This sport has a ball, but you don't bounce it. Sometimes you need to use your head to hit the ball. There's a net, but you don't need to hit the ball over it. In fact, you score by getting the ball into the net.
I know this one. Very nice, Lewis. I'll write number 4 next to that picture.
Conversation 5.
This sport has a ball and a net, but you'll lose if the ball touches the ground on your side. It can be played on sand or grass, but it's usually played on a court. It is a game in which 2 teams of 6 players use their hands to hit a ball backwards and forwards over a high net.
I know what it is. I'll put number 5 next to that picture.
Conversation 6.
All right, I'll do the last one. For this sport, you will need to use a racket to hit a shuttlecock across the net. If the shuttlecock touches the ground on your side, you lose a point.
Got it. It's that one. I'll write number 6 next to the picture.
Well done, Timmy. And thanks everyone for playing.